at River Radio Sports Presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
McKelvey's serve right down the middle to Carly Bauer. Here's the set to the middle. Halley around the single block down and good. Match point number two for Minden. The 10th kill for Bauer. Six of them here in this final set.
Tonight it's the Axtell Triangular as the Wildcats welcome in the Gothenburg Swedes and the state-rated Minden Whippets. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Popple plays back row up to Clausrode. He tips it over. Bergman's waiting. Opportunity here. Left side attack, and Collin just knocks it over. Shayla Nelson down the outside. She'll take it off the block and get the kill. Shayla Nelson with her 11th kill.
D2 third-ranked Axtell steps up in class tonight as they welcome in two members of the Southwestern Conference. It's the Wildcats Try coming up next, but first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Axtell High School for continuing coverage of Tuesday Night Volleyball on Central Nebraska's Sports Leader, Classic Hits 98.9. And you can always find us online at PlatteRiverPreps.com, your site for all high school sports, every school that can be listening to us today. You're on our website. Pictures, schedules, results, newspaper articles on your teams, radio broadcasts, they're all there. PlatteRiverPreps.com, we encourage you to check it out. Our first match tonight went the distance, three sets, with Axtell finding a way to beat Gothenburg 26-24, 22-25, and 25-22. Now it's a battle of Southwest Conference teams as Gothenburg will take on Minden. Minden a juggernaut again this year, 11-2, their two losses. Kearney Catholic, ranked number one in the state in C1, and they had three match points on the Stars. And the other loss came to Grand Island Central Catholic in the finals of the Minden tournament. So they set up 11-2. Gothenburg now 2-6. So the starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For Gothenburg, number one, senior center Erica Houchin. Number 10, sophomore Aaron Meisinger. Number 3, outside hitter, senior Michaela Franzen. Number 9, junior outside hitter J.C. Wiggins. Number 6, sophomore middle blocker Reagan Geiken. And number 4, sophomore outside hitter Taylor Morachik. The libero is sophomore Rachel Stubbs wearing number 12. Head coach of the Swedes is Mary Clark, assisted by Jim Clark. As we said, Gothenburg's now 2-6. For Minden, number 13 is a 5'9 sophomore outside hitter Carly Bauer. Number 10 is a 5'10 junior middle hitter Sydney Stadler. Number 4, 5'6 freshman center Allie Rouse. Number 11, 5'8 senior outside hitter Hallie Bauer. Number 9, 5'11 senior middle hitter Bailey Peterson. And number 15, 5'8 junior right side Elena Boudreau. The libero number 1 is senior Chelsea Miller. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Ratka and Chris Ostermeyer. 11-2 on the season. They are ranked 4th in the state of Nebraska in Class C1. Now, Hallie Bauer has been a little bit under the weather, so we might keep an eye on the top player for Minden tonight. Hallie, the 4-year starter at the left side, leads the team with 110 kills this season. That's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank, the better bank, is just simply better. We'll get things going after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're glad to have you all along with us here from Minden, Axtell, Gothenburg, and throughout central Nebraska. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Gothenburg with the maroon jerseys and gold trim, the purple jerseys with the white trim for the Minden Whippets. The rarity, we're a couple of teams with the base color of purple here tonight. And Minden and Axtell will be our final match this evening coming up around 7:30. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Minden, and we'll get on the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Looks like Gothenburg has won the toss, and they will get to serve it away first here on this Tuesday night. Again, a ton of volleyball going on tonight, including some pretty nice matchups. Kearney Catholic over at Wood River. Kearney High is at home tonight against North Platte. Aurora's at Northwest. Central Catholic's at Centura. Donovan Trumbull's at St. Cecilia. Hastings High, Gibbon, Boone Central, Loomis, Eustace Farnham hosting tries or quads tonight. And we're underway as Erica Houchin serves it away, and the first swing is down and good for Minden's Carly Bauer. And Minden will jump out to a 1-0 lead. Again, the Southwest Conference Tournament, they hold theirs about as early as anybody, the second weekend of the season. And so Minden has won that, and they beat Gothenburg, and Carly Bauer's serve is deep and out of bounds. So that will even the score at one apiece. Five more matches for Minden on the season, then for Gothenburg, as the jump serve goes to Aaron Meisinger. It's a beauty, down and good. Gothenburg had 17 ace serves unofficially against Axtell and still came up just short in that ball game because they had so many errors in the first couple of games. The third set, by far the better set for both teams. Meisinger, another strong serve. Dug out there by Boudreau. Middle attack down and good for Sydney Stadler. Off that great serve, it was still able to be picked up. Rouse goes with the quick, and Stadler hammers it home, and we are tied at two. Now Stadler will rotate the back and serve it away. Minden, not a senior-laden team. Bailey Peterson, Hallie Bauer, everybody else. You have Chelsea Miller in there as a libero as a senior, but a lot of new kids in there, and they have played just well. And Stadler with an ace serve. 3-2 Minden. Best two out of three. Go to 25. See who can pick up another win here tonight. And Stadler with the serve. She'll float this into the corner, and a lift's going to be called, so it's back-to-back aces for Sydney Stadler. Now, Gothenburg against Axtell gave up 9 ace serves, so there were plenty of ace serves in that match. Not a lot of long points, but still, the match did last quite a while. And a serve across here and another lift. Boy, Gothenburg's having problems picking up the ball, it looks like here. They're changing their mind instead of just trying to dig it or pass it. They're turning it over to set it, and it's going right through their hands. 3 straight aces for Sydney Stadler. And this one's a high soft serve. Coming to play it is Geiken. Set middle. There's Wiggins off the double block. Rouse will have to make the dig, and the net doesn't leave a setter, and nobody knows what to do, so give the kill to Reagan Geiken. Always a problem when you don't run that two-setter system if the setter has to make the dig and then get out of the way. And back to serve it away will be Madison Costello for Gothenburg. Costello, strong serve, too strong, out of bounds. They give it right back over to Minden. 6-3 Whippets, and Allie Rouse will go back to serve it away. Rouse off the whistle. Kind of that mini running jump serve. Got a lot of movement on that one and gets the ace as it goes off her counterpart, Gothenburg center Erica Houchin. Rouse with the ace serve. Team that wants to serve aggressive. And for Allie, that will be her 19th ace serve so far this season. 7-3. Tries another one. This backs up. Aaron Meisinger stays in the back row for Gothenburg, but they do find a way to pass it across. Gets it to the libero, Miller. Rouse short set. Attack is going to be down and good for the Whippets. Give the kill to Bailey Peterson. 3 different players with a kill here in the early going. 8-3 now. Minden starting to find a little bit of rhythm after Gothenburg already has three sets in tonight. This serve down the line, picked up by Houchin. Passes off the mark, 10-foot line. The attack be taken across by Maracek. Dig made there, and the attack is going to be lofted into the back row by Boudreaux. Gothenburg opportunity just tips it across. Dig made there by Carly Bauer. Middle attack blocked up by Gothenburg. Reagan Geiken. Geiken came alive as that match against Axtell progressed. Was hardly even heard from in the first set and then was a major factor in games two and three. And now J.C. Wiggins will serve it away. The left-hander takes it right down the middle of the floor to Carly Bauer. Set outside. Big swing taken across. The dig goes off the ceiling and it's still picked up. Good hustle there by the Swedes. Gothenburg on the defense. There's a block by Geiken. Ball still alive. Outside Hallie Bauer, and she'll finish. Boy, great defense by Gothenburg, but just too many swings for Minden. And Hallie Bauer gets her first kill. 9-4 is your score, and Bauer will go back and serve it away. Costello with two good plays last time, and now they drop the serve in front of her. 4-8. So it's 10-4. Allie goes again here, trying to extend the lead. Game one of our second match of the night. Serve comes down the line, picked up there by Rachel Rice, who has checked in. Set across by Geiken. Minden with the dig. Rouse back sets. Just going to be tipped across there by Boudreaux to stay out of the net. Gothenburg sends it over quickly. Now here's Carly Bauer on the attack. Again, the dig goes off the ceiling and straight down. Carly Bauer. So not a lot of room when it shoots straight up in the air like that, and a timeout will be called here by the Gothenburg Swedes. We're in the opening game, Minden 11, Gothenburg 4.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics all year long. Tonight, the Axtell Triangular, Gothenburg out of the timeout, will take the serve receive, return it over with Costello. Minden sets outside. Here comes Bauer again. It's going to be passed back, but way deep. Just getting a hand on it was Costello, and Carly Bauer with her third kill. Minden 12 and Gothenburg 4. Hallie Bauer doing the serving. Moving it around, Meisinger overpass, going up to get the tip kill, will be Boudreaux. Boudreaux and Peterson are right there. And the strong serving setting up some easy points right now for the Whippets. Bauer looking for five in a row. Moves it around, good serve, but Costello got it to her center. Right side attack, driven home by Reagan Geiken. Just the second kill for Gothenburg, both from Geiken. And for Reagan, just a sophomore. Gothenburg's the team here that you can see has some talent. Some of their big hitters are still very young sophomore kids. So maybe a team on the rise in the Southwest Conference as Rachel Stubbs will go with a jump serve and send it deep. So a couple times Gothenburg gets the serve and immediately fires one out into the ball game for Minden will be Sydney Stadler into the front row. And back to serve it away will be the libero, Chelsea Miller. Miller a lot on that one, and it's too deep, so the teams exchange service errors. Back into the ball game for the Swedes will be Reagan Geiken and Michaela Frampton, and to serve will be Taylor Maracek. 14-6 Minden, opening game of our second match. Maracek's serve flipped the net, came across, rode up a little bit there on Boudreaux. They let it go. The attack by Bauer dug out. Can Gothenburg get it over? No, left call, right call there. There wasn't much Gothenburg could do with it. And got called for the lift. Back to serve it away will be Boudreaux. Wrapping up our first time through the service rotation here for the Whippets. Sixth in that rotation is Boudreaux. And Elena floats this one down the middle to Wiggins. Set to the outside. The attack off the double block for Franzen is down and good. Michaela Franzen with her first kill. And now back into the ball game, Erica Houchin for the Swedes. She'll go back and serve it away at 15-7 Minden. Earlier tonight, Axtell pulled out a tight three-setter over Gothenburg. 26-24, 22-25, 25-22. Rouse set, tip across there by Stadler. Easy point here for Gothenburg. They go out to Wiggins. She decides to tip it, and there's a wide open spot for J.C. Wiggins to get her first kill. So a point on serve here, just the second for the Swedes. Houchin will try to get a bunch of them. Houchin does this one a little deeper. Boudreaux backpedals to get it. Good pass. Rouse outside Bauer. Carly takes it down the line for her fourth kill already in the opening game. And it has doubled up Gothenburg 16-8. No high school volleyball Thursday here on the airways. Friday it's football. We'll head down the road a little farther west to Bertrand as the Vikings take on Amherst. Our first look at those teams this year. Bauer serves it across. Has to be set back over by the Swedes. Rouse on a slide, right side, Stadler takes the attack, the dig made by Geichen. To the outside, Wiggins, and the lefty hammers it home. J.C. Wiggins with her second kill. A reminder that next Tuesday night, one of the premier matches in the entire season, a rematch of last year's C1 state final between Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Central Catholic in Grand Island. Varsity scheduled to begin at 7 next Tuesday here on Classic Hit. Big serve by Meisinger, ace, her second. She's got a very good-looking serve. High, high toss, a lot of spin on it. Gothenburg scored 4 of the last 5 points. High toss, and that jump serve, hot banana, rolled over. Rouse was ready for it, though. They keep it in play. Here's Hallie Bauer off the double block. The dig is made by Franzen. Set to the back row. Meisinger takes a swing at it. Good one across. Rouse sets outside. Bauer again. Hallie off the net, and it finds the line for the kill. Second kill for Hallie Bauer. Don't forget, tomorrow night, one of the premier matches in the entire season in college volleyball, the opening match in Big Ten history for Nebraska, hosting Penn State at a sold-out Coliseum at 7 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, also on 1230 AM KHAS and HastingsLink.com tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, Nebraska, four-time defending champ Penn State. Server cross, and the Swedes go to the outside for a quick termination, Reagan Geichen. And Gothenburg playing a lot better right now. They were down by 9, and they've cut it to 6, and now they've been trading some points here with Pippen. Madison Costello to serve it away. Costello fires a dart, 2 deep, out of bounds. 18-11 in favor of the Minden Whippets. Gothenburg trying to find a way to get back in this against the highly favored Whippets. And Allie Rouse down to serve it away. Had an ace the last time she was back there. This time Rouse sends it into the middle. It's overpassed. It's at the net. A little problem there for Hallie Bauer, but she digs it out of the net. It's set over by Boudreaux into the back corner to Houchin. Here's a quick set middle. The attack taken across by Kanken. Dig made. Rouse short set. Middle attack, and we've got in the net. Rouse was setting it for Bailey Peterson, and Boudreaux thought she was going to back set, and Boudreaux ended up running into the net. Lost where she was on the floor, and the Swedes will pick up the point. Back into the ball game will be Rachel Rice. She and Houchin rotate as the center. And the serve by Wiggins. Can they get that six-point margin closed a little bit here? Boudreaux has to set it across way into the back corner, and it was in. Oh, wow. Boudreaux was just trying to keep it in, and Gothenburg, I don't blame him. It was coming right towards where we're sitting here, and it just hit the tape. So a little luck that time for Minden, and it goes back over to the Whippet. Hallie Bauer with the breaking serve from right to the middle. Knocked across there by Geichen. Minden to the outside. Carly Bauer, big swing. Nice kick that time by Meisinger. Has to be set across. Then it is by Wiggins. Free chance here for Minden. Rouse gets it to the back corner. Into the ball game for Minden is Olivia Steen. Her swing is dug up. And it's picked back up quickly by Minden. To the middle. The attack down and good by Bailey Peterson. 20-12. Minden. Gothenburg has one timeout remaining should they choose to use it. And it looks like Coach Ed Rouse making another substitution here. Looks like that is going to be Sarah Ryan into the ballgame. Saw her earlier this year against Kearney Catholic in that triangular with Gibbon. Now Steen's going to have her attack blocked right near the post here. And the ace block for Taylor Maracek. Second ace block for Gothenburg. 20-13. And Rachel Stubbs to serve. Minden with the lead. Earlier tonight, Axtell got by Gothenburg in 3 close sets. Strong serve. Going to be an ace for Stubbs. Stubbs caught the defense moving and fired it right into the middle. kind of cut right in front of Chelsea Miller, and she didn't have a chance to pick it up. Stubbs again, this time into the net, so the ace negated by the air. Stubbs out, Geichen back in, and Ryan out, and Stadler back in for Minden. Chelsea Miller now to serve it, 21-14, Minden. Game one, out of rotation, called on Gothenburg. And give an ace there to the libero, Chelsea Miller, making it 22-14. And Coach Mary Clark wants to see where her team was out of spots at. And now everything is set up, so it will be Miller to serve it away again here. High school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Strong serve here into the back row, handled there by Gothenburg. They get it up to Meisinger, who gets her best swing and hammers it home. First kill for Meisinger, and it gets the ball back into the serving hands of the Swedes, Taylor Maracek, at 22-15. And Maracek with the serve. Good serve, pass back into the net. Minden can't do anything with it. Taylor will get the ace, 22-16. Again, in the first match tonight, the team that had the lead usually ended up losing the set, but Minden now 2 points away as Maracek's next serve goes out of bounds. That is the fifth service error for Gothenburg, and Gothenburg's going to call their final timeout right here, so we'll take it with them in the opening set, Minden 23, Gothenburg 16 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And again, we want to thank Axtell Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the entire crew here at Axtell for their hospitality. Glad to be along with you on this Tuesday night. As back to serve it away now for Minden will be Olivia Steen, 23-16 Minden in the opening set. Steen right down the line, great serve, picked up there by J.C. Wiggins, has to be set across by Meisinger. Free ball here as Rouse sets to the outside for Bauer, and Carly sends it right up towards us. And luckily, the coach saved our equipment right there. Carly Bauer with her fifth kill. And it is game point now for Minden. Steen to serve at 24-16 in the opening set. And Steen, the left-handed serve, cuts it to the other wing. Picked up there by Maracek, set to the outside. The attack is going to be Franzen over. Handled, and Bauer on the attack, blocked up front that time by Meisinger. Pop back over to the Swedes. They'll set middle. Meisinger, big swing, down and good. Good turnaround there by Gothenburg, and Meisinger with her second kill. And so Gothenburg now gets to serve until the end of this game, unless they can get seven more in a row. 24-17, still multiple game points for Minden, and Houchin back to serve it away. And Erica floats this one, deep middle, picked up by Steen, overpass free ball, swatted at by Franzen. Steen saves it once, but the second time the free ball is put away by Michaela Franzen. 24-18, and Houchin with another serve. Good serve by Houchin, trying to keep Gothenburg alive in the opening set. Over to Hallie Bauer. Rouse has to run it down from the 10-foot line. Carly Bauer takes it over. The dig is made by Geichen. Slide outside. The attack down and good by J.C. Wiggins. So three in a row and five of the last 6 points have went to Gothenburg, but still down 24-19. Coach Ed Rouse does have timeouts to use. And I imagine if Gothenburg gets one more, we may see him use one. Deep serve picked up there by Bauer. Rouse sets outside. Here's Carly Bauer down the line, and she'll terminate to finish the first set. Carly with her sixth kill of the opening game, and Minden defeats Gothenburg 25-19 in the opening set. We'll be back and give you the numbers right after this timeout.
You're always first with the First State Bank in Gothenburg. Stop in to the First State Bank in Gothenburg today and open a checking account and savings account and ask about the loan options they have that are just right for what you are looking for. Let the professionals help you with your financing. The First State Bank in Gothenburg offers online banking for your savings and checking accounts. They also have direct deposit and bill pay. Best of luck from the First State Bank in Gothenburg. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
People you know.
Community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell. Let's take a look now at the numbers from the opening set. Gothenburg probably played better than they did in any set against Axtell. Just Minden outplayed them, and Erica Houchin, 3 service points. Michaela Franz had 2 kills. Taylor Morachik, an ace serve and an ace block. Reagan Geiken, an ace block and 3 kills. J.C. Wiggins, 3 kills. Aaron Meisinger, 2 ace serves, 2 kills. Rachel Stubbs had an ace serve, 10 kills, 2 ace blocks, 4 ace serves for Gothenburg. For Minden, Allie Rouse, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Chelsea Miller had an ace serve. Bailey Peterson, 2 kills. Sydney Stadler, 3 ace serves and a kill. Hallie Bauer, 5 service points. 1 was an ace. She also had 2 kills. Carly Bauer, 6 kills. Elena Boudreau, 2 kills. And Olivia Steen had a service point. Minden, 13 kills. No ace blocked, but 6 ace serves. And the Whippets take the opening game 25-19 from Gothenburg here at the Axtell Try. We'll be back with the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
The most recommended. By far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here on KKPR FM, Kearney, Axtell, Minden. As we get into the second set here, it will be Minden to serve it away. Returned by Gothenburg, and Minden goes right side on the attack. Sydney Stabler, good digging a back row by Morachik, passed across. Minden will have to try again. Rouse sets outside. Hallie Bauer, the block is late getting there, and Bauer rarely misses. Her third kill. Minden gets the first point of the second set. And it's 1-0. And serving it is Carly Bauer. Fires another line drive that they let go, and this one's out of bounds. Geiken started to make a move at it and then realized that's not going to stay in play. 1-1. And back to serve it away, Erin Meisinger. Dangerous jump serve for the Swedes. If she gets a hold of it, it's trouble. And there is a serve that just missed. Wide all the way to the far corner. Even the up ref had to look down at the Lions person to see, and it just missed, so Minden will get it right back. And Sydney Stadler now to serve it away. Stadler just got it over. It's going to be passed out of bounds. A serve. Pretty nice serve there for Stadler. 3-1 with it. Looking for their 12th win of this season. About the halfway mark of the regular season here for Minden. Next serve by Stadler into the corner. Pass Geiken had to be run down by Houchin, then set across by Wiggins. He's going to be set outside Bauer. Hallie takes it off the double block. The dig is made by Meisinger. Gothenburg gets it up front. They got a good look at the middle. Tipped across there by Geiken. And Minden's ready. They get it to Hallie Bauer around the double block. One arm save, and then nobody picks it up, even though it was in the middle of the floor. Gives the kill to Bauer. So Hallie with a couple of early kills here in game number 2, Stadler to serve. Fires this one just over the top of the net for an ace. Second ace for Sydney Stadler. Back in this game, we should say. She's got 5 overall, and Gothenburg wants to get her off the line, so they'll call a timeout. Minden won the opening game 25-19. They're off to a quick 5-1 start in game 2 on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative.
Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Well, a short timeout taken there by Gothenburg, just trying to maybe slow Sydney Sadler's momentum down on the service line. Goes with a much softer serve here in the back row to Meisinger. Has to be set across by Geichen. Minden's got a chance. They go to Bauer. Bauer through the double block. Dan Halley has the kill. So 6 points for Minden in this game. Three of them from Halley Bauer kills, two from Sydney Stadler ace serves, and one from a Gothenburg service error. And Stadler serves again. Handled much better by Gothenburg. Middle attack by Wiggins. Stays in the back row here for the Whippets from the 10-foot line. Halley Bauer tries to place it in the far corner and hits the tape. Another kill for Bauer. Wow. After getting just two kills in the first game, she's got four already here in game number two. And it's a 7-1 lead for Minden. Stadler goes into the back middle at Meisinger. Houchin runs it down. Middle attack is just going to be a tip. Good save there by Carly Bauer to the outside. Halley, she keeps going to that short side corner and keeps terminating the volleyball. At seven kills now for Halley. 8-1. So Stadler keeps serving strong. Bauer keeps putting them down. Good 1-2 punch right now for the Minden Whippets. After winning the opening game 25-19, Stadler keeps firing it at Meisinger. Set to the outside, trying to roll it down. The near side is going to be Geichen. Good dig made out there by Boudreau and tipped across. But finally a chance here, and they're just going to dump it over Gothenburg. Dug out Carly Bauer, slide right side, and driving it across for the kill will be Bailey Peterson. Hadn't had to go to Bailey much with Halley on fire. And a big run being put on here. 8 in a row for Minden. And Stadler just keeps on serving. Here's Houchin with the set. She's going to dump it across. Boudreau is ready. Short set. Rouse tipped over by Peterson. It actually spun off the net. Houchin with the dig. Pass back over. Free ball opportunity. Rouse sets outside. Halley Bauer goes off the block and gets it out of bounds. So Bauer will get the kill. And it's pretty, I wouldn't call it simple, because Gothenburg is playing the ball. They're not making the mistakes we saw earlier tonight. They just haven't found a way to get a good swing and put it down. They'll change that right here. Driving it over is Franzen, and she'll put it away. Michaela from the right side gets her third kill, and that snaps the 9-0 run by Minden, 10-2 Whippets. And coming in for Gothenburg, Kirsten Nelson for the first time. She'll go back and serve it away. Nelson with the serve, cuts it right down the middle to Boudreau. Rouse sets to the outside. Bauer from the 10-foot line gets a good leap and extends her arm to the floor. Goes the volleyball, and Bauer just keeps on keeping on. Man, makes it look easy. The four-year starter, 5'8 senior, Halley Bauer, 11-2. And Allie Rouse now goes back to serve it away. As Minden's trying to make a little quicker work of the Swedes in the second set than they did in the first, which was much more competitive. Rouse drops it across. To Meisinger, stuck in that back row. Quick set to the middle. Reagan Geichen terminates. Geichen with her team-high fourth kill. Gothenburg gets the ball back. And Wiggins will go back and serve it away. Minden drops five players back on serve receive for the lefty. Throws that knuckleball across to Halley Bauer. Rouse goes middle, and driving it through the single block will be Peterson, her fourth kill. Minden not letting Gothenburg get anything going from the service line here in this game. And serving it away will be Bauer. Halley drops it into the middle. Meisinger up towards the net, has to be dug out. Then it pops off the tape. Can Minden return it? Off the funny bounce. Yeah, Rouse will set it over. Gothenburg goes middle. Swing is going to be Geichen, and she'll get the kill. Reagan with her fifth kill, go along with an ace block. This is about the part, and she warmed up in the first set here, but this is about the part where she turned it on against Axtell as Rachel Stubbs comes in to serve. And Stubbs, good, solid serve. Picked up there by Carly Bauer, set it back to Carly, left wing, drives it across on the angle, gets the kill. Seventh kill for Carly, her first of this game. Her sister Hallie taking them all in this game. She has seven in this game. 13-4 Minden, and Chelsea Miller to go serve it away for Coach Ed Rouse's Whippets. Across it comes Meisinger, set it back to Aaron on the outside, rolls it off that block, and will get the kill. Meisinger, her first kill of this game. Back and forth we go here over the last 8 points. Re-entering the game, Michaela Franzen. And back to serve it away will be Taylor Maracek. And Maracek, good serve, but just deep. Boy, it didn't look like Minden was going to get out of the way, and then the C parted there at the very end. And it misses by about a foot as Boudreaux goes back and serves it away. 14-5 Minden, game two. Minden won the opener 25-19. Earlier tonight, Axtell beat Gothenburg in three close ones. Strong serve, Boudreaux takes it over to Wiggins. Back row has to be set across by Geichen. Dig made by Hallebauer out to Carley. Another dig made by Geichen. Free ball. Rouse takes a swing but couldn't put it away. Opportunity here for Franzen. She'll take it over. Boudreaux with the dig. Stays in the back row. Hallebauer from way back there and sent it long. Bauer mishit it. Point Gothenburg. On the serve will be Erica Houchard as she enters the ball game. Here on Classic Hits, 98.9 KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Gothenburg, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPress.com. Houchard serve handled easily by the Whippets, and then they drive it into the net. There was no block. It just spun along that tape for Sydney Stadler and did not get over. So an attack error, and finally, Gothenburg picks up their first point on serve in the second set. Houchard to serve it again. Good strong one to Boudreaux. Rouse sets to the outside 10-foot line. Carly Bauer got up. Ball down. Point Minden. Number 8 for Carly Bauer. Carly and Halle have 17 kills so far in this match. The rest of the team combined 7. Then we start our second trip through the service rotation. Carly Bauer's back there again. 15-7 Minden. Pass off the mark. It'll be an ace serve. Carly with the ace. Makes it 16-7. Gothenburg 2-6. One of those losses came at coming to Minden. Minden 11-2. Their losses, Kearney Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic. Strong serve across has to be set over there by Wiggins. Boudreaux passes to Rouse, slides right side. The attack blocked up there once by Wiggins, I believe it is, and then punched back across. Swedes have it. They go to the middle. Franzen mishit. Point Minden. Up 10 to 17-7 point. Nice block up there that time, though, by J.C. Wiggins. Carly Bauer looking for her third straight. She'll float this one at Wiggins. Set over set. Quick return by Halle Bauer. Somehow a couple of one-armers, one-timers, and the Swedes get it back. Now Bauer says, I'm not going to tip it again, and takes a huge swing. And Halle puts it down for her 10th kill of the match, 7th of this game. 18-7. Stubbs is going to come in as a defensive replacement now for Gothenburg. And Carly Bauer serving him for another ace. 19-7. And we may get a timeout. Yes, we will. Timeout on the floor from Gothenburg. Minden now running away. They won the opening game 25-19. And they're up 19-7 in the second set here at the Axtell Try. We'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for 3 touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And back to volleyball action here on Classic Hits 98.9 at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Gothenburg has used their final timeout. And for Minden, looks like we've got a scoring situation at the head table, so they're discussing that right now. 19-7, Minden has the lead. Carly Bauer's back there serving. Gothenburg on the defense, lost the first set 25-19. Axtell beat Gothenburg in 3 sets earlier tonight. Axtell and Minden will be our final match next, approximately 7:30, unless Gothenburg can really get something turned around here. Back into the ball, gave a lefty Olivia Steen, drives it over. Gothenburg scraps to get it back. Rouse sets slide, right side, Stadler over, swing into the net. Point for Gothenburg. Into the ball game, Sarah Ryan for Minden, also back in. Looks like Bailey Peterson Erin Meisinger to serve for Gothenburg. They didn't get to use her that time through the front row. Well, Peterson's not going to go in. And Meisinger to serve here for Gothenburg. Jump serve, strong, picked up there by Carly Bauer. Set it to Steen. Steen goes angle, and Olivia gets the kill. First kill of the night for Olivia Steen. 20-8, Minden. Now Peterson will come in to the libero, Chelsea Miller. We'll check out of the volleyball game. Sarah Ryan will serve for the Whippets. And the quick serve goes into the net. Now Ryan's going to come out. The libero Miller back in. In to serve for Gothenburg, Kirsten Nelson. Nelson with the serve. Strong down the middle for Drew. Good pass. Rouse sets it in the middle. Short set. Thrown across by Peterson. Gothenburg tracks it down. Good hustle by Wiggins. Gets it across. This time Steen on the swing. Locked up front by Geiken. Still on Minden's side. Slide it right side for Peterson. The dig is made. Returned back over by Maracek. Got a little rally going here. Rouse has to dump it over. And Alley, the center for Minden, will get the kill. That'll be her first of the match. First point for the center, 21-9. And the ball comes back over to Rouse to serve it away. 4 points away from the 12th victory of the season. Knuckleball serve handled there by the Swedes. They'll tip it across and a kill for Reagan Geiken. Her sixth to lead the team. And Gothenburg into double digits now, 10. Geiken with her sixth kill, now J.C. Wiggins to serve. The lefty pulls it back and fires. Picked up there by Carly Bauer. Get it to Steen. Steen cuts it to Meisinger. Big made there and passed up by Wiggins. Across it comes. Minden set. Good block up front there by Maracek. And Geiken still alive. Steen rolls it across. Gothenburg sets middle. It'll be set across. Rouse has to play it, so somebody else has to set. Steen gets a swing. Another rally going here. To the outside, Maracek on the swing. The dig, Carly Bauer, and a whistle in the net to end that point in the net on Minden. And so a long rally ends up being in favor of Gothenburg that time. J.C. Wiggins to serve again. Looking for two in a row. Good serve. Carly Bauer has to extend just to pick it up from the 10-foot line. Steen punched it over. Dig made there by Costello and knocked back across. Off the ceiling. Can they pick it up? Minden, oh, nice job. The knock it across by Steen. Big swing and termination for the kill from the middle for Gothenburg's Reagan Geiken. So three in a row. First time that Gothenburg has had three in a row in this game. 21-12. Wiggins trying to keep him in. Carly Bauer to Rouse in the middle. Peterson, she's blocked up front, punched over by Steen. It's on the Gothenburg side. Rachel Rice with the set. Tipped over for a Gothenburg kill. Reagan Geiken. 5 in this game, 8 in the match. 4 in a row for the Swedes. Trying to make this one look respectable, which they're doing. Rouse sets outside. Steen again around the double block. Dig is made by Costello. Stays in the back row. Punched across here by the Swedes. A near lift on Minden. Right side attack. Good swing. And Boutreau unleashes the fury. Her first kill. They haven't gone to her in quite a while. She was ready. And that'll make it 22-13, Minden, stopping the four-point run of the Swedes. And now Steen will go back and serve it away. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. Stay with us. Steen, a serve. So Olivia Steen has come in and played pretty solid here, the junior for Coach Ed Rouse. 23-13, 2 points away from another victory for Minden. Steen, strong serve down the middle. To Meisinger, set right side, big swing, down and good by Geiken. Well, Reagan would like to play some more volleyball. She is in the zone. She has loved the second set in both of the matches tonight. Earlier tonight, Reagan was able to pick up 10 kills to lead the team in their match against Axtell. That was number 9 right there. And Rachel Stubbs down to serve. Little mini jump serve. They keep firing it at Carly Bauer. Now they set it to Carly. Her attack hits the back tape for the kill, and it is match point. Ninth kill for Carly Bauer. And back to serve it away. Chelsea Miller, 4 minutes at 24-14. Sarah Ryan's going to check in to play this, what could be the final point. Let's see if Gothenburg has something to say about that. And Miller on to serve. They let it go. It's out of bounds. So we'll play at least one more point on the Minden service there. Michaela Franzen back in to the front row here for the Swedes and Taylor Marachik to serve it away. Multiple match points here for Minden, 24-15. And Marachik serves. Deep middle, picked up by Steen. Pass to the outside. Carly Bauer goes short angle and finishes it off to finish this match with her 10th kill. Carly Bauer makes it 25-15. Minden wins in straight sets, 25-19, 25-15. To improve to 12-2, Gothenburg trumps both matches tonight to go to 2-7. We'll give you all the numbers on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this. Time out.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
And welcome back to Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we head into the Misco Sports Postgame Show, located at the downtown Kearney Center. Misco Sports, stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Get ready to root for the Loafers at homecoming Saturday, or you're headed out to Laramie to cheer on the Huskers, Kearney High, the Stars, your favorite baseball team, NFL teams. They've got all kinds of fan favorites at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final numbers of the second set for Gothenburg. Erica Houchin had one service point. Michaela Franzen had a kill. Reagan Geiken had six kills. Chasey Wiggins, three service points. Aaron Meisinger, one kill. Eight kills, no ace blocks, no ace serves for Gothenburg. Minden was really much more on their game. Gothenburg didn't make that many errors. Minden just took care of the kills and the ace serves. Allie Rouse had one kill in that game. Bailey Peterson had two kills. Sydney Stadler, eight service points, two of them were aces. Allie Bauer had eight kills in that game. Carly Bauer, five service points, two of them aces, four kills. Elena Boudreau had a kill, and Olivia Steen had an ace serve and a kill. 17 kills, no ace blocks, five ace serves for Minden as they win the second set 25-15. We'll be back and give you the overall final numbers right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Can you believe it's that time of year again already? Doug Duda here for Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center as they get ready for the fall sports season. They've got everything you need for football, volleyball, and softball, including gear for the Kearney Junior Football League, helmets, shoulder pads, pants, and shoes, and the Misco's professionals will personally fit your child so they're ready to go. And Misco's takes care of the high school kids as well with specials on football gloves this season and girls softball bats from Bowden and Easton and all the officials' gear that the men and women need to get the game called right. It's at Misco's on the Breaks, downtown Kearney.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Corb with Corb Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Your overall final numbers for our second match tonight for Gothenburg. Erica Houchin actually led the team in serving with 4 points. Michaela Franzen had three kills. Taylor Marachik had an ace serve and an ace block. Reagan Geiken led the team in kills with 9. She had an ace block. Chasey Wiggins, 3 service points, 3 kills. Aaron Meisinger had 2 ace serves and 3 kills. And Rachel Stubbs had an ace serve. Gothenburg, 18 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves. Gothenburg will fall to 2-7 on the season. Saturday, they are next in action when they head to the Hershey 4-team round-robin tournament. Then it's off to Chase County and Imperial 1 week from tonight to play Chase County and Perkins County. It's going to be a while before Gothenburg is back home. They go to Lexington for a triangular, they finally get back home, maybe for a conference tournament, but their final triangular of the year when they play Ogallala and Valentine. For Minden, center Allie Rouse had two service points. One was an ace, one kill. Libero Chelsea Miller had an ace serve. Bailey Peterson, four kills. Sydney Stadler led the team in serving with 11 points. Five of those were aces. She had one kill. Allie Bauer, five service points. One was an ace. She had 10 kills, tied for the team high with her sister Carly Bauer, who had 10 kills. She also had five service points. Two of those were aces. Elena Boudreaux, three kills. And Olivia Steen, two service points. One was an ace and one kill. Pretty solid for Minden. 30 kills, no ace blocks, 11 ace serves as the Whippets improved to 12-2 on the season with a 25-19, 25-15 victory over Gothenburg. They'll play Axtell in our final match next, and then after tonight, they will be in action at the Holdridge Invitational this Saturday, and then they host Holdridge in a regular season duel one week from tonight, we've got a rematch of the C1 State Championship, Kearney Catholic at Grand Island Central Catholic, our next volleyball action next Tuesday. Earlier tonight, Axtell beat Gothenburg 26-24, 22-25, 25-22, and Minden now sends Gothenburg home 25-19, 25-15. We'll take a short break. Be back in about 15 minutes with Minden and Axtell getting underway just after 7:30. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether it's Nike, Mizuno, whatever the sport, baseball, softball, football, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, you can be sure that Minden and Misco's will take care of you as they have for the past 35 years. This is Doug Duda for our producer-engineer, Stacey John, from her hometown of Axtell. Saying stay with us. We're back in just a few minutes with the final match of the night between Axtell and Minden.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.